Today we want to look at this thought. Because Americans have embraced secular humanism and forsaken God's moral code of conduct, God is lifting his hand of protection. That's why you see so many horrible tragedies and things that's happening. I've been around a long time, and I never seen such tragedy from the storms and weather. And I know some people say, well, it's global warming, it's global climate change. Let me tell you what it is. It's global sin. That's what it is. Part of the judgment of God is very often manifested through weather. But they want to twist it around and blame it on something else rather than their sin and rebellion. Secular humanism dominates our society, government, classrooms, courts, and some churches. Basically, secular humanism teaches our young people, our children in school, really to rebel against God. Get rid of those old fogey ideas. Get rid of those commandments. They'll damage you. They'll ruin your life. Just be live free. Have sex with anyone you want to. Do anything you want to do. Whatever feels good, even though it may hurt other people, you go right ahead and do it. And then they wonder why our society is in such turmoil and have such violence. Especially when you tell young people, do what feels good, you're going to get that. And you're not going to like it.
That's right.
Isaiah 59 verse 1. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, nor his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God. See, America is suffering one disaster after another because God does not protect rebellion. This nation is in rebellion against God. And sometimes good people do get hurt. But at the same time, the responsibility goes to the secular humanist who's been teaching us to live by the new morality. Have sex with anyone you want to. Use drugs and alcohol. Don't let anybody tell you what to do. And we all know what's going to happen when you do those things. Intelligent people know better than that. Even if there was no God, intelligent people know better than live like that. As we saw last week, John Dunphy, if you really know what's going on, want to know what's going on in America, and I hear people all the time say, what in the world is wrong with this country? People have gone crazy, gone nuts. Let me read it to you. This secular humanist, John Dunphy, wrote, and I read it last week, but you need to hear it again, and there were people not here last week, they hear this week. There's people watching my live stream that didn't hear it. So I'm going to read it again. I am convinced, he said, that the battle for mankind's future must be waged and won in the public school classroom by teachers that correctly perceive that their role as proselytizers of a new faith, a religion of humanity. You see, they actually call secular humanism a religion. It's a religion that worships man, allowed him, let man do anything he wants to do. But on the other hand, if you're pregnant with a boy, you can kill him. Somehow, all of a sudden, you know, they lose their reverence for men and kill them. See, there's something just bad wrong with these people. And it's the devil. It's demonic. You can tell this is truly the teachings of Satan, a new faith, a religion of humanity that recognizes and respects the spark that theologians call divinity in every human being. They say they do not believe in God. They do not believe in divinity. So how can man have a spark of divinity? See, they're totally insane, even in their rationale, but crazy Americans have believed it. And if you believe this, you better get it out of you right now because it will send you to hell. It's total rebellion against God and his word. They teach exactly opposite to what we preach in this pulpit. The classroom must and will become an arena of conflict between the old and the new, between the old morality and the new morality. And it all happened in my years, in later years of high school and college is when it all started. Nearly all the boys and girls were both virgins. You say, well, boys were having all the sex they wanted. Let me tell you something. When girls won't have anything to do with you, you don't get to have all the sex you want. So they were lying. But people believed it. The classroom must and will become an arena of conflict between the old and the new, and what he's really saying is between the Bible, the biblical morality, and the new morality. You see, the rotting, he goes on to say, the rotting corpse of Christianity. They hate Christians. They hate everything we stand for. They hate our God. They hate Jesus Christ. The rotting corpse of Christianity, together with all its adjacent evils and mystery. Did you not know Christianity is evil? That's what they're teaching your kids. Now all the way back to elementary school and beyond, but even below that. And the new faith of humanism. It's a faith. You put your faith in humanism. There is no God. There is no afterlife. So your faith is just live life any way you want to until you destroy your crazy self. Okay, is really what it means. And if you try drugs and alcohol and illicit sex, one of these days you're going to get a hold of a little fentanyl pill and you're going to die. And the new faith of humanism, resplendent with the promise of a world in which the never realized Christian ideal of love thy neighbor will finally be achieved. So when Christianity is totally defeated, then our world will be a wonderful place to live. The truth is, there do what feels good and do what is right for you is the reason kids are taking guns to school. When you tell kids to do what feels good, what's right for you, there are no absolutes, it might feel good to take the gun to school and shoot the teacher or the bully. Can you say amen? And if you want to see the difference before all of this really took hold, on my generation, back in when I was in school, the worst thing we ever did was shoot a spitball or chew chewing gum. That's about the only thing we ever got in trouble for. And now the kids are spaced out on drugs. I've even had some of our students where people in their classroom put drugs in their sandwich and almost killed them with drugs in the classroom. Not to mention the fact they're taking guns to school and shooting each other. It didn't happen when I was coming along. It's because of secular humanism and the new morality. Their goal is to wage war against the Bible, and they have to wage war against the Bible, and that's really what this man is saying. Their goal is to wage war against the Bible and undermine the foundation of America, because America was founded on the Bible, the Word of God. Anybody tells you any different is either a bald-faced liar or they're totally deceived. I'm a history major. I've studied it. I've read it. They were Christians. They don't all necessarily always live and act like a Christian, like a lot of us. But they believed in the Christian morality. And even when I was growing up, people that were living like the devil would say, I know I'm living like the devil, and I know it's wrong. I'm trying to do better. Today, people won't say that. They say, I'm living like the devil, and I like it. And if you don't like it, that's your problem. Because whatever's right for me is right. Right? When I was growing up, I heard people say it all the time. I know I'm not living right, but I know it's wrong. Today, they think it's right. It's okay to get a girl pregnant and let her raise the baby by herself. It's okay to get kids hooked on drugs. It's okay to do anything you want to do. There is no accountability. There is no God. There is no absolute commandments. The problem is they're totally wrong, and God is going to hold every one of us responsible for even every idle word. You can deny that if you want to, but on Judgment Day, you're going to find out that it's true, but then it'll be too late. Amen. Daniel chapter 5, verse 18, listen to this. Belshazzar, king of Babylon, was having a godless party, and he saw just a hand come down and write on the wall. Just a hand. Well, it scared him out of his mind. He was a rebel against God. He was prideful and arrogant. And they called in Daniel, the great prophet. Yay. Says, Daniel, and read this writing and tell me what it is, and I'll make you very rich. And of course, Daniel was already a leader in Babylon. And Daniel replied, O king, the Most High God gave Nebuchadnezzar, your father, a kingdom and majesty, glory and honor. And, of course, he got all lifted up And God caused Nebuchadnezzar to go totally insane until he repented and began to believe in God. Nebuchadnezzar believed after that experience in God, just like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And he really became a believer, but his son Belshazzar did not follow his father. Verse 22, but you, his son Belshazzar, have not humbled your heart, although you knew all this. You knew what happened to your father, and yet you have become very prideful and arrogant and rebellion. They were actually using the vessels they'd taken from the God's holy temple. They were actually using those to drink wine, sacred vessels. And you have lifted yourself up against the Lord of heaven. Now this guy's in a total pagan country, and he's preaching God. Okay. Then the fingers of the hand were sent from him, and this writing was written. He says, God has sent this hand to give you a message to write it on the wall, and this is the inscription that was written, Mimi, Teki, Upharsin. Verse 26, this is the interpretation of each word. Mimi, God has numbered your kingdom and finished it. Verse 27, Teki, you have been weighed in the balance and found wanting. Verse 28, Perez, your kingdom has been divided and given to the Medes and Persians. That very night, Belshazzar, king of the Chaldeans, was killed. And Darius the Mede received the kingdom, being about 62 years old. And so when Darius took over, he fell in love with Daniel. Daniel got to keep his high positions, and I think even promoted under Darius. But Belshazzar, the rebel against God, was dead. Judgment comes, ladies and gentlemen. Judgment came to Belshazzar. And judgment will come to America unless we renounce secular humanism. God has just about had it with this. And you can call me anything you want to call me, but you're not going to call God anything and get away with it. He's not dead. He's very much alive. And you can prove it by looking outside. The sun's shining. That's all the proof you need that God's alive and well. He spoke this thing in existence. If God should die or go out of existence, everything you see would evaporate, because everything is held in place by the hand of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that in the first chapter of St. John and Hebrews. And you say, amen. God is alive and well, and you and me are responsible to God for every idle word. Well, what in the world am I going to do? Repent. First John 1:9 says, if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive our sin, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In order to remove Christianity, you need this lesson, because they're no longer teaching this in school. They're hiding the real stuff from your kids, and at the same time teaching them to change their pronouns, teaching them to call boys she and her. In order to remove Christianity from our classrooms and from America, they created a mythical separation of church and state, which had never existed before. And this came down in 1962, and I was sitting in high school at that very moment when they announced that. To do this, they used the First Amendment. Purpose was to remove God from America. Read the American Humanist Manifesto. They'll tell you right clearly what they're up to. We all know this was the work of Satan. You see, there was no separation of church and state as defined today until 1947 and 1962. When the Constitution was ratified by the states, the Bible was a textbook in the schools, and most of the politicians believed in Jesus Christ and the Bible. Anybody tells you any different? Like I said, it's either lying, or they're just ignorant, or they just believed and become deceived. by the secular humanists. They live by God's word, just like they did all up the time that this came down when I was sitting in high school. I know because I grew up in that safe, peaceful world before they changed it. We would go to bed at night and never lock our doors and leave the keys in the car because people believed it was wrong to steal. It wasn't what's right for you. It was what was right for your neighbor. You don't steal their car. Until the time of the Constitution, do y'all want to know this? Did I come to the wrong place? Okay. I don't care who you are, what you are, you need to know this. This is what's going on. It's not about Republican, Democrat. It's about secular humanists. And they're everywhere. They're even in the pulpit. Not in this one. Okay. Until the time of the Constitutional Convention, each state was independent and wrote its own constitution. They had biblical and Christian qualifications for their leaders. The Pennsylvania Constitution, okay, contained these qualifications. Let me know Pennsylvania's in the news big time right now. Framed the government, Section 10, quote, "And each member of the legislature, before he takes his seat, shall make and subscribe the following declaration. I do believe in one God, the creator and governor of all the universe, the rewarder of the good and the punisher of the wicked. And I do acknowledge the scriptures of the Old and New Testament to be given by divine inspiration." You could not serve in the legislature until you repeated that. Well, this nation was not built on the Bible. It's not a Christian nation. Liar. And there's a lot of proof. And even as older people, we remember, we still lived under the Bible. You remember all the laws that forbid any work on Sunday? Where do you think that came from? It was a Christian nation. They didn't believe in working on Sunday. Not Saturday, Sunday. The day the early church chose to be their Sabbath was Sunday, and the United States of America always honored that. And laws, even local laws and state laws, all refused. They had laws not allowing people to work on Sunday. Why? Because they wanted people to go to church. Amen. Yeah. See, these people are lying, and our kids don't know any better. The only way you're going to get this kind of information right now is for somebody to get in the pulpit and read it and preach it from the pulpit. And most preachers won't do it. Okay. They're cowards. They required those in government to live by and practice Scripture. They did not separate their faith from government. The government was built on God's word. This is why God blessed America so much. And people got to always bring up slavery. Well, what about slavery? America fought its greatest war to set the slaves free. And it was after that the United States of America became the greatest nation in the world. When they got rid of the sin of slavery, it became the greatest nation in the world. But they want to keep saying, well, they had slaves. But they fought a great war and freed the slaves. What Christians ought to do or should have done. They required those in government to live by and practice Scripture. They did not separate their faith from government. The government was built on God's word. This is why God blessed America. The humanists have deceived the whole country, and they've almost destroyed it because we have believed this stuff. Why did the states ratify the First Amendment? To guarantee that the federal government could not pass laws to take religious freedom. See, the states, they had all these godly laws, and they did not want the United States of America forming a state religion, a state denomination like the Baptists or the Methodists, or like in India, England, the Episcopal Church, or the church, the Anglican Church, it was a state religion, and if you didn't belong to it, you had problems. And so these states really believed in the Word of God, and they did not want to have religious persecution from a state church. That's what it was all about. To guarantee, and what else would they have to have this as the First Amendment? It was to pacify these states so they'll be comfortable being a part of the United States. To guarantee that the federal government would not pass laws to take religious freedom from the states and the people, but the secular humanist judges on the Supreme Court used the First Amendment to remove God's word from almost everything. They have interpreted the First Amendment to mean that the federal government cannot allow prayer, the Bible, and the Ten Commandments are Christian symbols in government. You see, this is totally opposite to what the states believed and practiced. That's why there was the First Amendment, that it could not be any restrictions put on religious practices. Christian practice is really what they're talking about. And when it says religion, it's talking about Christianity. There wasn't really anything else. And if it was, it's very, very small. They didn't persecute other religions, but this nation was built on Christianity, Jesus Christ, and the Bible. They meant for the federal government to keep hands off of Christianity, and they pretty much taught me this in school, but they won't teach it now. It's amazing I've lived long enough to see what a change. Maybe that's why God has left me here, so I can really tell you what is happening, what is happening to America. And if you believe these messages and think they're relevant, you may want to pass them around. It's easy to do now. Just tell them to go to YouTube or to go to our webpage. See, these original states ratified the First Amendment. Congress, here it is, Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion, the establishment of a state church, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. When you tell kids and people they cannot pray in school, you are prohibiting the free exercise of the Christian faith. You have no right to tell these kids they can't pray in school. If they need to pray, if anybody needs to pray, it's the kids in school, because they're facing the worst of it with all the drugs and alcohol and illicit sex and the guns. Well, just outlaw the guns. Well, we didn't have a gun problem until these secular humanists taught all this garbage. Hello. Prove me wrong. Don't just sit there and say, I don't believe. Go home, do your research, and prove me wrong. But you can't. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free practice thereof. Religion meant Christian. It meant Christian denomination as the Church of England. We don't want to have a state denomination that we all have to bow to. This only meant we could not have a state church. This means that Congress shall not establish a national denomination and shall not prohibit the free exercise of religion. But you can see the liberals, let me change it, the secular, I mean, we have all kind of terms here. I'm talking about secular humanists that hate God. There's liberals and conservatives that all believe in God. I'm talking about people who really do not believe in the Christian morality and believe in a morality they have made up. This means that Congress shall not establish a national denomination that shall not inhibit the free exercise of religion. Even now, the courts have no constitutional right. I said constitutional right. To tell students they cannot voluntarily pray in school. That's why they had a constitution, put all this in the constitution and then in the amendments, because this is what they wanted for America now and forever. Freedom of religion, freedom of speech. Now they're censoring speech. Amen. They've listed some of my sermons as hate speech. Courts have no right to tell a Christian businessman he must participate in a gay wedding because this is prohibiting the free exercise of the religion. I have a lot of gay friends. I love them. But nobody has a right to make someone violate their conscience. Yay. And I don't think gay people even want that. They just want to be free to do what they want to do. But the secular humans, they've used this to persecute Christians. And if you think it's bad now, it's going to get a whole lot worse unless the Christian nation stand up for what's right. And you start by going to the polls and voting for the people that in most cases will be the least of the evil. But anyway, you got to vote. Can't you say, praise the Lord? You see, these judges have changed the Constitution at will. They found same-sex marriage legal because of equal dignity. Somehow that they got that in the Constitution. That's not in the Constitution. If you want gay marriage, you want it based on the Constitution and not on something they made up. Equal dignity? Are y'all still here? Woman's right to privacy gives her a right to kill her unborn baby. That's what the Supreme Court, liberal Supreme Court, it's changed to some degree now, but they said a woman has a right to privacy, which means she can kill her unborn baby. Listen, if you have a right to privacy to kill your unborn baby, that same right to privacy would enable you to kill your five-year-old, as long as you do it in private. I mean, they pretend this stuff's in the Constitution, and if you can read the Constitution, it don't take you very long, it's not very long. You can read the Constitution, you find out nothing like that is there. Secular humanists lied. And if America wants these things, all they got to do is pass an amendment. But you see, the secular humanists knew they would never get these amendments passed, especially in the 50s and 60s. And so they used liberal judges to do what the Congress and the nation would not do. Evil, evil, evil. And they're still trying to do it. No matter what you believe about these matters, humanist judges do not have a legal right to rewrite the United States Constitution. And that's what they have done to some degree and trying to do right now. These judges read their own humanist agenda into the Constitution. These people are deceivers and liars, and they tell you right up front they're going to lie to you because they tell you, I'm going to do whatever feels good. If it feels good to lie, I'm going to lie to you. Why can't we understand that? The Denbury Baptist Association asked Thomas Jefferson about a rumor. This is where they got this. The Denbury Baptist Association, leave it up to those Baptists. I are one. I grew up in the Baptist church, baptized in the Baptist baptistry, and the Baptists don't go to heaven. I'm not going either. I don't agree with everything my Baptist buddies believe because I choose to be right. That was a joke. The Denbury Baptist Association asked Thomas Jefferson about a rumor that Congress was going to establish a national denomination. That's what they did not want. And they were going to have war if that's what they were going to do. They were not going to allow that. Thomas Jefferson answered on January the 1st, 1802, that the First Amendment built a wall of separation between church and state, meaning Congress cannot establish a denomination. That's what the question was about. Is the government going to start a state denomination? And the answer was no. There's a wall of separation that keeps the federal government from establishing a denominational church run by the state. And that's all it meant. Well, we got to have a separation of church and state. No, we don't. It's a lie. We should go back to teaching our kids the Bible and the Ten Commandments in school, and it would stop during all this violence if we would just do it. And I know that I know the way everything's set up right now is totally impossible, but that is the right thing, is to get rid of the separation of church and state. That the first command, the First Amendment, not commandment, the First Amendment, built a wall of separation between the church and state, meaning Congress cannot establish a denomination. That's what the question was. And Thomas Jefferson said, no, we're not going to start a state church because it's outlawed by the Constitution and the First Amendment. We can't do it. Amen. That's all it was. But these people lie. Thomas Jefferson used the Bible as a textbook in his schools. Go back and do a little research. Your kid's not going to get this in school. We did, to a great degree. But they were already taking stuff out of our books even then. But it's terrible now. If you want your kids to know the truth, you almost have to bring them to hear me preach about these subjects. Secondly, humanists have used separation of church and state to take over our public schools and promote their agenda of liberating America from God and His Bible. They have promoted atheism, evolution, illicit sex, abortion, divorce, radical feminism, gay marriage, and the removal of Sunday laws that said your employer cannot make you work on Sunday. And they've gotten rid of all of that. I grew up with that. On Sunday, nobody worked. Everybody went to church or they stayed home. And rested the way the Bible says to do. You need a Sabbath. So because it was a Christian nation, they required employers not to require their people to work on Sunday. It was a whole different world. And by the way, can't you buy enough stuff from Monday to Saturday? How much money do you have? You have to have another day to spend it. So why did they remove those laws? Second humanism. There's no other reason. Well, the businesses need the business. Well, everybody's closed on Sunday, so they do the business during the week. The true separation of church and state is when God separates himself from the United States of America. Now listen to this. 2 Chronicles 12:5. This is what the Lord says. You have abandoned me, therefore I now abandon you to Shishak, king of Egypt. Israel had rebelled against God, abandoned God. He says, now I'm going to abandon you to your enemy, Shishak, the king of Egypt, and let him destroy you. They repented, and God did not allow Shishak to destroy them. But it looks like God is abandoning the United States of America. Look at all the tragedies. Everything is going wrong for this country. Zechariah chapter 7, verse 13. And just as he called, and they would not listen, so they called, and I would not listen, says the Lord of hosts. He says, I have called to you, and you didn't listen to me. Now I'm not going to listen to you when you cry out for help. Help us with them in the mess we're in. No, I'm not going to answer you because your sins have separated between you and your God. You need to repent. And when you repent, as Israel did, God spared them from the wrath of Shishak, and God will spare America if we will repent, turn away from secular humanists and their ungodly morals. We don't have a choice. It's either repent and turn away from the new morality or be destroyed. You can laugh at me all you want, but you won't be laughing when they take you out in the dark and shoot you in the head. That's just about what it's coming to. If the Marxists take over, which is the wish of the secular humanists, they will shoot Christians in the head. And property owners, they'll shoot you in the head too, take your property. That's what they did in Soviet Union. That's what they did in China. That's what they've done in all the nations where the communists have taken over, the Marxists. Hosea chapter 2, verse 8, for she, the United States of America, it's talking about Israel, but also any country, for she, Israel, the United States of America, does not know that it was I who gave her the grain, the new wine, and the oil, and lavished on her silver and gold, which they used for Baal. Therefore I will take back my grain at harvest time, and my new wine in its season. I will also take away my wool and my flax, since I've given all this stuff, all these blessings to the United States of America, and you become prideful and arrogant. You're serving Baal, except it's secular humanism, and I'm going to take back my stuff if you don't repent. God made America rich, and he can take it away. Look at all the people right around us. In one of the wealthier parts of Knoxville, we have to have this food pantry, passing out food to people because they're going hungry. They do not have the food they need in the Cedar Bluff area. This country's in real trouble. And it's not just a secular humanist. It's us so-called Christians sitting here and letting them do it. And not even trying to vote secular humanist Marxists out of our government. And here again, it's not the Republican or the Democrat label. You got to study them and see what they believe. These politicians would tell you what they want you to believe. And I ain't believing nothing on anything they say until I hear it from their own mouth. And have the facts to back it up. Second Chronicles 36, verse 16. But they continually mocked the messengers of God. When they list your sermons as hate speech, they're mocking you. Yay. But they continually mocked the messengers of God, despised his words, and scoffed at his prophets. That's in Chronicles. But isn't that the same things happening today? They continually mocked the messengers of God, the preachers, despised his words, and scoffed at his prophets until the wrath of the Lord arose against his people, until there was no remedy. God's word is called hate speech today. We know it's true. God's word and God's people are hated and scoffed at all over America for the first time in its history. Christians are actually being persecuted today for the first time really in history of this nation. We can become so wicked that there is no remedy. No remedy means no hope, but we can repent. Now listen to this. This describes America a few years ago, and it describes what America can become tomorrow. Leviticus 26:3. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, then I will give you rain in due season. There's your climate control right there. He says, if you live right, do right, I'll control even the rain. You'll get plenty of rain. Amen. Come on. Come on. If you walk by my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, then I will give you rain in due season. There's your climate control. And the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. Verse 6. And I will give peace in the land, and ye shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. He says, I will remove violence. There's your violence. If we'll serve God, God says, I'll take care of it. And you'll be able to go home and go to bed, go to sleep, and not even lock your door. That's the way it was until the 60s and 70s when the secular humanists began to convince Americans to practice the new morality. If you like what you got, keep it. If you don't, change it. Repent yourself and go and vote. Do the best you can with God's help to pick people that's going to do the least harm. I will remove violence, and ye shall chase your enemies. What's happened to America? Everybody hates us. And ye shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword. You see, God will bless America if we will obey his commandments and reject secular humanism. Because Americans have embraced secular humanism, God is lifting his hand of protection. Americans today not only break God's laws, but make up their own ethical codes. I'm going to do what is right for me. Secular humanists have promoted illicit sex, abortion, divorce, evolution, and gay marriage. And here again, I love my gay friends, but at the same time, you don't need to be promoting something the Bible doesn't approve of. Our only hope is to totally reject secular humanism and return to God's word. Let's all stand.